You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wand Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltinge available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. We have, if you want any information regarding any of our services, we offer ladies' groups, life scripts, dream interpretation, private sessions. You can contact me at the Wand Institute at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. You can purchase all of Dr. Allen's books available on Amazon, and we also have a recording of a streamed video of chemistry, compatibility, and communication on our website, drpatallen.com. Please check that out. It goes over all of Dr. Allen's tools. So tonight on the show, we have Patricia Eltinge. She's one of Dr. Allen's coaches, like myself. Patricia, are you available?
I'm available, ready and waiting.
Okay, again,
those calls to come in.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty at the beginning, so you may have heard me repeat the intro two times, but that's quite all right. So again,
in retrograde.
Please feel free to reach out to us on any relationship questions at 323-203-0815. I was talking to Patricia earlier about Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen is still available, alive and kicking. She does have some ladies groups. Unfortunately, those ladies groups are closed to the current ladies. So unfortunately, myself and Patricia are taking over Dr. Allen's following clients. If they need help with communication, relationships, life scripts, Patricia's excellent with dream interpretation. Do you want to go over some of your dream interpretation material?
Oh, dream interpretation is really getting inside your head, getting straight to your subconscious through the dreams, and your relationships are often enhanced by your understanding your dreams, because that's how you really think and feel, whether you know it or not. And through the symbols in our dreams and understanding them, we can march ahead much quicker in our daily lives with a deeper understanding. So that's always fun to get into. And couples counseling too. We do great work with, and whether you're straight, gay, or whatever, the communication skills are the same for everyone. So there you go.
Yes. So fortunately, I have some people here that are calling in. Well, I don't know if they're calling in. They noticed we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are live and running. So we hope to get some live calls to help anybody out there. So again, 323-203-0815. So and if you can't call in, I do take emails and we will answer your questions on the air, and then you can listen to the archives for the answer. So we are available at, if you're not available within this time zone to call in. So Patricia, do you have any people that have called in on your site?
Yes, I've had some email come in. And speaking of a lovely gay couple, that they're married actually, and they want to know why they fight over certain things, why they're fighting when it's to do with the little stuff. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Why they're fighting over things when they get along great, but people have to understand we need to negotiate everything in life. So when they're fighting about hanging up towels and putting in towels in laundry baskets. That's even down to the most minute things. That's why we do things like have a couple's relationships agreement session, and we get you to negotiate time, space, money, and play. Now, in this instance, they're talking about bathroom space and towels and dirty laundry. So it sounds trivial, but it's the little things that pile up and make people resent each other. They start building resentments. So what I'm telling you guys now is you negotiate. Where do you want to put the towels? Who puts what towel where? How many towels a week are being laundered? This is what it was, a long email. So they said, how many? This, my partner uses too many towels in the week and there's too much laundry. Okay, let's negotiate who does the laundry. Let's negotiate where the towels go. The most minute things in life can cause friction in your relationship. So it sounds silly, but this is what we do. So we negotiate every little thing. And that comes from our training in transactional analysis. And yeah. I hope you got what you wanted, guys, but you can always call for a session.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Dr. Allen used to do the couples contract items when people were either getting engaged, going to move in, or it's a premarital contract, so that when you live together, you know who's buying the lawn, who's buying the groceries, who's cooking, who's cleaning, who's maintaining the car, who's taking the trash out. Don't assume that, you know, every other time he's going to do it or that's his job. You have to negotiate all of that. And some people have little spaces, you know, they want their man caves. So they want, you know, time in their cave, or guys want to golf on Sundays. So they can negotiate, every Sunday I want to golf. So that's, there's a little bit of static on your end there.
It's negotiated. How's that now? Is that better?
Yeah. That's good. I don't know if it was your headphone. Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, I had to switch headsets.
Scratching around there. I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody out there.
We're doing the best we can.
Getting a new system. So unfortunately, I had people saying, hey, what am I doing wrong? I heard the music and it dropped. No, it was a problem with the station. So hopefully, I hope we get some callers to call in.
203-0815.
Some of my lady, I do the ladies groups. I have a drop-in ladies groups. It helps ladies stay on track. I work with them. I answer like one or two questions. I give them each like 5 minutes, and it kind of keeps them on track. And they can also hear from the other ladies what's going on. So it's kind of a good reminder that all of this material is something that you have to process every day to make it a behavior. You can't just read a book and expect to get all the material and process it. You'll comprehend it, but you also have to do the work and be aware of what work needs to be done. Isn't that true, Patricia? People think they can come in one session and they got it.
Well, we need to practice, and then they need to give us feedback on what they're practicing. Yes. So, or what they didn't practice. Well, because you see the results and we hear the results of when you didn't use the communication tools, then we go, well, and then we can refine it by giving us feedback on how a particular scenario went. We go, okay, well, next time we can try it this way, where we will use the tools, communication tools that you learn, which is, let's say, for instance, when give a communication.
I have an example. Just recently, worked with a lady where she's only seeing her gentleman one day a week, and she wanted to see him 2 days a week. So I gave her the stroke and stand. I told her to make an appointment. You know, I have something I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time? Then you stroke him. I so appreciate seeing you one time a week. That, you know, I love being around you. Then she makes her stand. However, I would be more comfortable dating you or seeing you twice a week. And then the contract. What do you think about seeing each other twice a week? So we went through and did that script, and she's going to present it on Sunday. So we teach people how to negotiate what they want and what they don't want. But just because you communicate doesn't mean you're going to get it.
That's where you have to put it out there, but put it out there without building a resentment.
Yeah.
So if you're just mad and you present it in a way that you're angry, that's not going to get you what you want.
No, it's going to do the opposite. He's going to feel threatened and he's going to feel manipulated. So men want to do the best they can to help you feel good and take care of your feelings. So women have to talk to men from feeling centered, not from demands, because otherwise he's just like he's at work, another guy bossing him around.
And then ask him what he thinks about it, which is asking respectful.
Yes.
If we want him to feel respected. Anyway, so what else do we have?
So while we were talking, so with Patricia, she does some life script classes, and a lot of my ladies that come to me, you know, I push over to Patricia because they have problems with their picker. They like guys, but they like the unavailable guys, not the good, stable guys that want to be married. They want the other ones that are unavailable. That stems from their childhood. So I ship them over to Patricia for a life script session in which she'll tell you about that so you can understand why you pick the men you do. Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, we do. We have patterns we develop from childhood. Actually, we start developing our patterns from 6 months in utero, believe it or not. That's a fact. We start being impacted by the outside world starting at 6 months in utero. And then when we're born and trained from our early trainers, which would be our parents, our grandparents, our communities, our schools, our churches, the TV shows we watch, everything that you experience is impacting your behaviors. And those behaviors are patterns that get you through life. And maybe your patterns serve you up to a certain point in your life, but then you wonder, why are my feelings stuck? Why am I stuck and not getting the relationship I want or the job I want? Or why are people treating me this way and people feel like victims? Well, we get into that on a very deep level from this script work where I send out 27 questions on a questionnaire, and then we come back and we do an archaeological dig so that your patterns can be recognized, and then hopefully your patterns can be adjusted so that we can start eliminating behaviors that no longer serve you. That's the whole idea, is to get some reprogramming in areas where you feel stuck. So that's the beauty of that.
Yeah. On another note, I just thought of another question. In my ladies, one of the biggest questions is, and I'll get your impact from it because I know the material. We have women, you know, they're in the mid-30s and they want to be married. They know what they want, marriage, kids. But their past relationships have been very come-and-go men, non-committable, ghosting. But when they go out with a nice guy, the most common question or comment, I don't have any chemistry for him. And I say, chemistry is short-lived. When you have chemistry, that's actually sometimes a big red flag because it's what you're familiar with. So when you have chemistry, it's usually for the bad guys. Dr. Allen always talks about women never have chemistry for the guys they should be with. How would you describe that, Patricia? Everybody's got this chemistry thing that you're supposed
Well, you do want enough chemistry so you can stay in.
Yes.
But the crazy over the top, what they think is chemistry is really a tweak in their hormonal, their neurology, in their brain chemistry, from their childhood, and they're often trying to fix something from the past that was damaged. Now, that gives them a charge, and it's like adrenaline, And oh. so here we go.
We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Sue, and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
I do. This is Heather. And my question is, how can I feel more comfortable and safe when I'm on a date with a man?
Well, how many times have you been dating this gentleman?
Twice.
Well, you just sit back and see how you feel when he's around you. There's nothing you can really do to, you know, you have to just sit in the process of your feelings. What would you say, Patricia?
Well, it depends. Sometimes women are trying to step out their outside their comfort zone so they can be in a better relationship than they were in the past. And sometimes that will feel uncomfortable. So that's why we date people a few times, at least three times, because you need to desensitize to being around somebody who is not the norm for you, but maybe somebody who's actually better for you. Yeah. You figure them out. So you don't need to talk a lot. You need to listen, and you don't need to perform and try to tell them how wonderful, what a great job you have and how much money you make, and do a song and dance about yourself. You're just listening, and actually listening to them. You're not interviewing them. They'll be interviewing you, and you answer all questions as honestly as possible, unless it's something you're uncomfortable with. A lot of times men ask you how many times you've been married or how many boyfriends have you had. Well, you can say, well, I appreciate you asking me that. However, when we get to know each other better, I've had some boyfriends, and they were very nice, but didn't work out. So, you know, those type of questions might feel a little uncomfortable, but it's all about incremental desensitization of being around a man who might be the right guy for you.
But yeah, but we just talked about this, but your picker may be off to one type of guy, but mm-hmm. the guy comfortable and feel mm-hmm. unsafe with are the ones that are probably the better guys. So you do have to keep dating them. Maybe not him, but you have to date maybe a couple of them till you become comfortable. It's that desensitizing. Does that answer your question, or do you need further?
Well, let me ask you, Heather, is it this particular man or men in general?
It's this man in general, because I feel the conversation is really natural. There's not any efforting, and it's not like my usuals where I've been kind of working a lot. So I'm just, I feel a little uncomfortable because it's different.
I think maybe you're uncomfortable because you're not leading the conversation. You've been studying with us some time, I take it. And now you aren't leading. And sometimes the ladies who are more alpha types are used to leading get uncomfortable when they sit back and take the feminine, more passive role.
Exactly. I think that's what's happening. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Is he asking to see you more? How many dates has this been?
It's been two, and then he had to shift a couple because of the schedule, and we're going to see each other again Saturday night.
Okay. Well, it sounds like
it'll be a third date.
It sounds like supporting you. It's three dates. Just go with the flow and see if he can offer you a deal that you like. A relationship.
And keep your ears open. You know, women fall in love. A healthy woman who operates out of her feminine listens. She picks with her ears.
Yes. What he can offer her, the lifestyle, how he'll take care of her and the kids. Not just, women don't fall in love with just the body and the man himself. That's men fall in love with the eyes. Women fall in love with the ears.
A healthy woman.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I've been doing a lot more of that this year. So
yay.
That's been really helpful. Yay.
Well,
I know.
And remember, there are no perfect people. So if he's 51% valuable, he's a keeper. We're all going to have that little thing we don't like. But, you know, if he's 51% valuable on what you're looking for, you may consider taking a risk. and in a relationship.
That's a great idea. I've been practicing focusing on what's working in my life, and that kind of brings up different things. I'm not as nitpicky or negative that way.
Oh, I love hearing this. This is wonderful. Accepting. Here's what you do when you're on a date. You keep your mouth shut, but you look for the gem and the puzzle in every person, because in everyone there's a puzzle and a gem.
Yes, that's true. A lot of people only focus on the negative and overlook the positive. And when you focus on the negative, it outweighs the positive by far. That's all you see, and you discount them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I had been doing pretty regularly.
Okay. Well, stay out of your head, which is meaning stay out of your analysis mode.
Yes.
And don't be analyzing them. Just check in with how you feel being around them. That's it. It can be so simple if we relax and go run around the block before you go on a date or something, so you get out your heebie-jeebies.
I always say listen to some nice music and get yourself in, you know, a calm mood so you're not anxious. Never take a drink or a shot, because that will get you into your masculine. People want to take alcohol. For women, that could be a kiss of death, because it puts you in your head, your masculine.
And it makes you have loose lips.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
that's really helpful. Great reminder about that.
Yeah. Thank you. So you're just listening to see what their lifestyle is about, who they are. They love to tell you about themselves. So just take it in.
Yeah, and then just tell them about yourself, the little fun things you like to do. You don't have to tell anything in great detail. Just tell them men want fun, happy women. So let him see that you're a fun, happy woman.
Okay, I'll focus on fun, happy. It's
fun and
stretch for me, but I can do it.
Well, men want to be around a muse, and they work during the day. Most of them anyway, and they're focused, and they're single focused for the most part, and then they just want to relax and feel good themselves when they're not working. So being lighthearted and fun is refreshing for them.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Great. Okay. Well, thank you both very much. This was really helpful.
Call us with an update.
Yes.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Very good.
That kind of weeded right in. A lot of women, they are uncomfortable with good guys because they want everything fast. He's not asking me questions. That's the one thing. Ladies get upset when the guys either ask too many questions or don't ask questions. Mm. Just sit there and be patient.
Mm-hmm. Stare at your tea or your fizzy water and count the bubbles. I don't care.
Or talk about the restaurant, what a great ambiance it is, or, you know, just little small talk. Just
positive things, yes. Oh, here was another thing that wrote in. There's a woman, here she is, who has an online person she's never met in person, and this person wants to go traveling with her, wants her to go meet him and go on a vacation, and talks about this. And I, whoa. Oh, he sounds so great. And his picture. And I said, you have never met this person. She's never even done a FaceTime with him. And she said, I will. He sounds great. Well, when he's ready to meet you in person and you assess him in real life, you will know if you have any, you don't, she says, I have chemistry with him. First of all, you don't have chemistry with anybody over a device.
Yeah, you have
chemistry is in person.
Yes, they can be perfect on paper, perfect on the phone, but when you're in for their presence, it's either there or it's not.
So then I say, and it's dangerous to decide to go away with somebody you've never met. So let's keep everybody safe out there. And online is great for meeting people in the beginning, but no more than three text back and forth. You meet or text or talk. That's it. Don't have these ongoing things for weeks and months. We've had somebody last year who was some on and on and on, and they thought they were falling in love with a person who they never met. So yeah. It's three times on texting or talking. That's it. Meet them and yes. You'll find out more about them in person, and that's it.
Yeah, I usually with the texting, I have a script out. I tell the ladies to, you know, after a couple of texts, just say, gosh, I so appreciate texting you. I would feel more comfortable if we could talk on the phone. Here's my number. I'm available. And you give them the times you're available. And then sometimes they'll still text you and you just keep repeating that. And that will flush out whether he really wants the relationship to call or not. Try and get them to the phone, because we, as the ladies, we lead the men where we want to go. They do the best they can. Some aren't very assertive because they're afraid of rejection. So the women signal the men that they want to talk on the phone, not forcefully.
Leading indirectly by just having personal boundaries.
Yes.
And then we let them lead. They say, oh, okay, let's meet then finally. But that, so we're indirectly, we're back leading, like they say in dance class. But
yes.
By just having personal boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're initiating, but not forcefully. We're mm-hmm. saying like what would make us comfortable. That way the man can pursue us that way. So that seems to be a hard one. Well, let's see what else. Let's see. Anybody out there? We'd love to get a call. We had some callers that called in before. We'd love to get updates. There's a couple of people I'm curious about what happened to them, but our call-in number is 323-203-0815. We also have Patricia does what we talked about, the life scripts. And she also does the dream interpretation. I don't know if we covered it in this one or our messed up show before. Patricia?
I think we covered it, but I'll go over it briefly. We get into the dreams and is basically the back door to our own subconscious mind. And that's how I can help you by helping you understand the symbolic messages that are coming through from your own subconscious. That to help you navigate your waking life, including your relationships. It very much pertains to all our relationships at work and our romantic relationships. And you will know even sooner, because our subconscious mind is unfiltered. And that's how a lot of people, people call me from all over the world, actually, and really get down.
Also have a book. Do you want to tell them about your book?
Oh, sure. I forgot to tell them about a minor detail. My book is called The Dream Class. Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself is the subtitle. And The Dream Class by Patricia Eltinge, Eltinge. And that can be found on Amazon. And all 5-star reviews are appreciated. And it's a beautiful coffee table book, by the way, because there are 22 beautiful dreamlike photographic images in the book, enhanced by my photography as well. And I've been have a lot of, I think I have 40 5-star reviews already.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all that's great, Sue. Yeah.
So for all the listeners, I know that Dr. Pat used to offer a lot of book recommended lists for people. We do still have it up and available. There's a list of Dr. Pat Allen's recommended books. It's on our website, drpatallen.com. And we also have a streaming video of chemistry, compatibility, and communication, where Dr. Allen is in a teaching type classroom. Giving some students the information on her tools, the stroke and stand, the 5-step cleanup, masculine and feminine. So people can go on there and watch Dr. Pat Allen teach a class using all of her tools. And once you watch that, if you want some coaching to start practicing, you can contact me at the Wan Institute and I could set you up with myself, Patricia, and then we also have Kelly Ward. We'd be happy to help you work through the tools with whatever situation you want to work the tools with.
Very good.
With that. So Dr. Allen mm-hmm. will be around for a while. with her material. It's, you know, I think between all the coaches, a lot of the coaches do the masculine and feminine, but not too many of them have the communication tools on how to communicate rationally, not emotionally. And that's a big one.
That's the huge, that is the key. The groundbreaking work that Dr. Allen has done is that's her, our Bible is the book, her book, her, the Getting to I Do by Dr. Pat Allen. And we still, that book is in its, God knows, umpteenth
print. Printed in 1992, I believe. So, yeah.
And that book is still going strong worldwide, mind you. And we use that. But she also has a new book, a newer book that is a little more esoteric for those who like to know about the esoteric side, because she brings in some mythology. It's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And that's her most recent book.
Uh-huh. And then she also has one that is just little tidbits and quotes. It's called The Answers. That you can pick. It has all of her pledges, all of her little sayings that, you know, what she believes in. Rather than reading a bunch of material, you can read that through to, for quick reminders. Mm-hmm. It's like cliff notes to all of them. So if you followed her and you know her stuff, get The Answers to give you a refresher course. Because you'll go, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And especially the women in your groups, they can benefit from that, too.
The one thing I find that women have a hard time doing is they get, they're in their masculine and they jump into bed too fast and then things happen. And, you know, just as Dr. Allen always said, men do not fall in love with vaginas. They fall in love with virtue. So the ladies that do not set up the deal with commitment, longevity, and continuity end up getting hurt because they get bonded to the unavailable man. So we always tell them, you know, I always tell my ladies to get to know the man, hopefully a couple of weeks before you, you know, jump in and have intercourse. You can fool around, but intercourse. You know, but, oh, we were so hot. We were perfect. Oh, we did it on the second date. And then it just went downhill from then on. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, if you want to do a hookup, you could still negotiate. Hey, I have chemistry. You're hot, but, and, you know, you both do what you want. But sometimes it doesn't lead to a long-term committed relationship unless you negotiate it. Do you find that with a lot of your ladies? They consummate things too fast, and then they've got to go clean it up.
Yes, absolutely. Not just the ladies, but with the men too. Because men, especially as the men get older, men over 50 become more feeling-centered, where they could hook up more easily and not get bonded when they were younger. When they hook up too easily when they're older, they get very hurt. The gold diggers come in and swoop in on them, and or just the other ones who just want a, let's say, a friend with benefits. And the man is getting bonded with that woman, and she basically just wanted a friend with benefits. So the men have to be careful, too, when they start approaching 50 and up.
Yes, yes, that's true. And especially for women that want to be married, don't just hook up, don't just latch on to one guy and hope that, you know, try and con him into, or, you know, manipulate him into marrying you. Date three men. Dr. Allen says date three men.
So at least, at least.
At least. So many, I don't know how to juggle. So they focus on one man and then complain on what he's not doing. That's the problem, is the guy senses that. You've got to date three men so you can see what you like in men. The best one will come to the surface, and men like competition. If he knows you're out dating others, he's going to step up because he doesn't want you to go to that guy. So you have a better option when you keep your options open to date three or more men. So they know if they want you, they better take you off the market.
That's true.
Men can tell when you're out dating others. Your whole aura, we're all, we all are vibration. they can tell your energy of vibration. If you're longing for them, they know you won't leave. If you're available to other men, they can tell you're off having fun with other men. It's just, that's just the way the vibrational pull is, the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens. Let's see, we've got a couple more minutes here. Hopefully we'll get some callers. 323-203-0815. Do you have any more? Do you want to talk about anything in specific, Patricia, that you notice?
Yes. Speaking of the nitpicky thing, well, we there's a gal who calls in periodically that wants to do just that, nitpick the guy she's with, one guy. She's not dating other people, but she says he doesn't like where she lives. Well, that's fine, but if it goes any further, you can always negotiate. If the two of you become an item, a long-term relationship, you can negotiate where you both would live. So let's not bomb this guy just because he doesn't like where you currently live.
Yes, and you know, men test the women to see if that bitch is coming out.
That's right.
I always tell my ladies, you may not like what he's doing, but kill him with kindness, because he's subconsciously pushing your buttons to see if you're going to react. And then he gets to say, see, I knew she was going to be a bitch. And you ladies generally are.
That's right. They prove it.
You know, so I say, I know he's pushing your buttons. So play, just don't let it bother you. And then he has to take responsibility for his actions. And he doesn't get off the hook. So the poor lady was with the guy, you know, 2 months together, lovely, lovely. Then he said, oh, you know what? I can't do this. I'm not ready. So he leaves her and she's fuming because how dare he led me on? And I said, don't let him see that, because he now, if he makes you get mad at him, he's off the hook for what he did, dumping you, because he still wants to be her friend. And it's too painful. So I said, just kill him with kindness and say it's not going to work being your friend. So he's getting mad and he's trying to push her buttons. But she held her ground and they're still playing this back and forth thing, trying to push her buttons. And she wishes he'd come back. But it's 8 weeks, the 8 week marker. They never go away. They want you available to them, but sometimes they don't want to pay the entrance fee. As Dr. Allen says,
they'll balk, and you have to just have patience.
Yes,
patient, passive, and receptive.
Yes, and then a lot of the times, you know, that high buy letter is great. You know, to the men that either hurt you or ghosted you, and a lot of women go, "Oh, I'm done with them. I don't want anything to do," and they're leaving angry. The thing with leaving angry is the next guy you meet gets the bomb from the guy before, because you're mad at men, you start to become a man hater. So a lot of time the high buy letter releases the guy that hurt you, so you can open the door and be open and available to the next guy, because it does carry on. Dr. Allen calls it learning the lesson. And it's very important to get over one guy
and to play it out to the end.
Yeah.
Play it out to the end. Otherwise, it's going to be back and people do this back and forth, fight and break up, come back together, fight and break up, come back together, fight and break up. And unless we help people push the arrow through and see it to the end, because it may have a chance of righting itself through excellent communication.
Yes.
And understanding and being patient and passive and receptive. And or it doesn't transform. But then, you know, if you play it to the end and not break up too soon, don't prematurely abort.
Yes, because you'll go through it. The next relationship, you have to take it to the end. So Anyway, we're at the end of our hour, so I want to say goodnight to everybody. Sorry for the late show and the little difficulties. But if you have a question you want answered, please feel free to email me if you want any information about our services, info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. Patricia, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Yes. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.